The Republican Party has gone to court and to the airwaves in an effort to counter the latest political advertising campaign funded by labor unions. The AFL-CIO has been running what it calls educational advertising all year. The ads attack Republicans on issues like Medicare and the minimum wage. Last week, the union started airing what they call video voter guides, commercials which examine the records of selected congressional candidates. Republicans accuse the AFL-CIO of using union dues illegally to influence the election, and today they released their own commercials responding to the latest ones by the union. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports now on the claims made by both sides in their advertising as part of our periodic examination of political advertising this fall.
After buying commercials that hammered Republican incumbents for months, the AFL-CIO is producing what it claims are nonpartisan voter guides. But the commercials are airing in about two dozen House districts, nearly all of which are represented by vulnerable freshman Republicans. The ads are not harshly negative. They mostly show images of working families. But the issues are carefully chosen to cast Republicans in a bad light. This commercial targets Helen Chenoweth of Idaho, whose Democratic opponent is Dan Williams.
What's important to America's families?
You can't do anything without an education these days, but how do you pay for it? That's what I worry about.
And where do the candidates stand? Dan Williams opposes cuts in college loans and wants to maintain federal education funding.
The union's video voter guide does not mention traditional labor issues. It also doesn't say what unions would like Democrats to do if they regain control of Congress. Polls indicate that many Americans are not sympathetic to unions and their concerns. But voters are concerned about education. And so the union commercial mentions that
Congresswoman Helen Chenoweth voted to cut college loans by $10 billion and wants to eliminate the Department of Education. When it comes to education, there is a difference.
Chenoweth would certainly phrase her record differently. The Republican says she voted to limit the growth of the student loan program, not to cut it. Republicans tried unsuccessfully to eliminate the Department of Education last year, but claimed they wanted to transfer many of its functions to the states. Political scientist and author Marion Just of Wellesley College says this commercial fits in with union efforts to raise fears about the Republican agenda.
And I think it's those kinds of issues that the AFL-CIO thinks it can target to the American people to remind them in a gentle way about the Republican revolution. They took the hard way first. Now they're trying, I think, a different tack.
But if unions are delivering a more subtle attack, the Republican Party today responded with a series of commercials that is not subtle at all.
Seen these attack ads? The big labor bosses in Washington are spending big money spreading big lies to buy their control of Congress.
The GOP is financing commercials in about two dozen districts, including one in Arizona, where Democrat Steve Owens wants to unseat freshman Republican J.D. Hayworth, another union target. The commercial shows photos of the Democrat and a labor leader, with the colors altered to make their faces seem drab and grim.
The big labor bosses are tax and spend liberals. They fought welfare reform, stopped term limits, blocked a balanced budget. But they're spending big bucks on Steve Owens.
The ad accuses unions of opposing popular ideas, and with some justification, the AFL-CIO did oppose term limits proposals, for example, but the commercial exaggerates the union's power. Big unions didn't stop term limits. The Supreme Court ultimately blocked many term limits laws by declaring them unconstitutional. Political scientist Marion Just says only one thing moderates the tone of the GOP effort.
What fascinated me is that the Republican ad, which reads as a very negative attack, is being delivered by a woman. This is something that we're seeing particularly in 1996, where the nastiest ads are being delivered by women in order to make them sound a little less harsh.
The big labor bosses. Big money, big lies, big liberals.
The GOP's central message is that an outside force is spending millions of dollars in states like Arizona to influence the election.
Call the union bosses. Tell them Arizona is not for sale.
Although this accusation about union spending is essentially true, the National Republican Party itself is spending millions to influence key races this year. It's using cash that it's collected in the form of huge, so-called soft money donations from large corporations and wealthy individuals. Those huge donations will even finance the anti-union ads in states like Arizona. The Republican National Committee in Washington will funnel that cash through state party accounts. GOP leaders insist they'll spend whatever is necessary to counter the union campaign. I'm Steve Inskeep. reporting.